Welcome to the first show of 2015 with me, Anisha Pandoria, and a very special guest sitting right next to me, Willie Petershaw.
Welcome, everyone.
So let's crack on with the first show. So at the end of Sprint 77, with the extracting effective permissions from TFS project, this project has now been completed. The extracting effective permissions white paper and sample code has been shared on CodePlex. The security auditing white paper and sample code is available, but will not be released publicly as the sample may have performance implications and is not supported by Microsoft. If you need information on the auditing research, please contact the ALM rangers. I'll leave the link below as well. So with the Create Quality PowerShell DSC resources for DevOps and ALM practitioners project, in Sprint 77, the team completed the XOU and X release management resources. These are now with the product owner for sign-off and will ship shortly afterwards. For Sprint 78, the team has started working on the DSC in a RM context portion of the guidance and will continue to work on the X file properties, XML modifier, and X folder permission resources. For the version control guidance upgrade version 3, the product owner reviewed sections CVCS versus DVCS, TP team granularity, the do's and don'ts, and the branching workflow. These have been merged into draft one. The change workflow and the quick reference posters are in final review with the PO. For Sprint 78, the team will continue the remaining workflows and prepare for draft 2.
Anisha, just to jump in quickly,
yeah?
You've got a lot of acronyms there.
Yes. Do you want to go through a few of them?
Oh, just quickly. I mean,
yeah?
CVCS, which is a real tongue twister to start with, is Central Version Control System, and the DVCS is Distributed Version Control System.
Okay.
So just in case anybody's wondering about the TLAs or three-lettered acronyms, in this case, four letters.
Great. Good to know. Thanks for that. So with Project Unicorn at the end of Sprint 77 and continuing on to Sprint 78, the Unicorn teams are currently on hold, but they are doing research and dog fooding while the product owner and the subject matter experts, SMEs, are doing scenario reviews. In Sprint 78, the future teams will start to implement the reference application. With the migration guidance of on-premise TFS to VSO project, the team has completed part 2 of the guidance, which is walkthrough of a basic on-premise TFS to VSO migration using the recommended out-of-the-box tooling. The team will ship the public white paper and samples to CodePlex as soon as they receive product owner's approval. In Sprint 78, the team may investigate the feasibility of an open source tooling project to support consultants in the field. And for other things that are happening as well, for Sprint 78, the Visual Studio ALM rangers are going to intensify the VSO environment by dogfooding. This will help define clear objectives of what to monitor, how to monitor, and raise alarms if needed. Essentially, we'll be a 24/7 canary detection system. You'll also see we are considering an upgrade of the architecture and test release management guides. So what do you guys think of this? Please leave your comments below or contact us with candid feedback.
Yeah, and we really, really need that feedback.
Yeah.
Because we need to know, are these guides of value to the field? And if yes, what should we be focusing on going forward? We know what we should be focusing on in terms of what the product will be shipping soon, but what is really needed by the field? So we really do need candid feedback. The sooner the better.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. So for other updates in the Visual Studio ALM Rangers, we announced the 2015 Champion Award winners. These guys were selected by their ALM Ranger peers and communities for impact over the past 12 months. These guys are the best of the best. Without their passion and excitement and passion to the projects and communities, none of this would be possible. So thank you, Champion winners, and thank you to the ALM Rangers for all your hard work and passion. So for other updates in the Visual Studio ALM Rangers realm is simplification. Perhaps Willie can expand a little on that.
Yeah, very quickly, because I think you've got a lot of more important guests that you're going to be talking to just now. But yeah, with the Rangers, what we're really trying to do is make things simpler for everybody within the Rangers family. So we want them to be able to focus on what they really love doing, not filling out timesheets and workbooks. And so we're trying to make a lot of our internal processes a lot simpler And also externally, we are trying really hard to make our bits, or John will call them bits and bytes, Donovan calls them zeros and ones. Our stuff, we would really like to make our stuff more discoverable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're working on. And we've been starting with our blog posts, so where we kind of list the index of the ranges. Now we can start with this page. So this is the About page, where we give you a quick introduction of who we are, what our mission is. On the right-hand side, you'll see our core values.
Mm-hmm.
And as you scroll down on the left-hand side, you will actually start noticing changes. So we had this used to scroll on for days,
the
previous page, and we've replaced all of that with frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
So we've basically asked the rangers, what are you looking for most often? And also the community, what are you looking for most often? And one of the common questions is, how do we join the rangers?
So
now it's hopefully very crisp, simple, and easy to digest on these pages. And also what you'll notice if you scroll back up, we kind of try to leave a breadcrumb.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can click on the second tile, which I think is our team.
Yes.
We'll have, in my opinion, a much crisper and cleaner looking index of all our active ranges. So anybody you see on this page are active ranges. And we have those tags next to it, which kind of indicates our distinguished rangers, the Scrum Masters, champions, that's it. So that was the latest change we made, is so whoever won a champions award in the past few years will have that thumbs up sign.
Great.
And yeah, it's basically just a reminder that these guys have just done more than what was expected.
Yes.
I mean, all the rangers go well beyond the Call of Duty, but these champions have just done, I don't know, amazing stuff. The last page you can quickly show is the solutions page. So we've basically been working on our index of, or catalog of, all the solutions that have been created by the rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it should look much crisper, much clearer to consume. And we've split it into four areas. At the top, green, you'll see the active ranger solutions. So those are the ones we are actively supporting and working on.
Yep.
If you keep on scrolling down, you'll see something popping up in orange, which is service mode.
Yep.
So those are the solutions we're not really planning to upgrade, but we are still supporting.
Okay.
And then it should turn red at some point, are our retired solutions. So you can still find them, you can still use them, but we are not planning to make any upgrades or fix any bugs on the retired solutions.
Okay.
And the fourth category, which is at the bottom, is we started listing like the ebooks and also the community solutions. So the rangers that are actually doing projects outside of the rangers with support from the rangers, they'll be listed at the bottom there.
Great, fantastic. Looks like it's definitely a lot simple, clean, easy to use and kind of read, really.
And hopefully, again, we'll get lots of candid feedback, and we'd like to improve that.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. So, I want to ask you a question now. What is up with the pink shirt?
It's a nice color. my wife loves it. It's a nice color. I just thought it's going to be a really shocking color.
It's very bright. So, I mean, tell us what it says on the front.
It says, savor responsibly. So in December, I had this really great calendar. You get this calendar for Christmas, but instead of chocolates, I had beers in the box. So for every day, I had a very special brewed beer. And on the box, it actually says, savor responsibly. And I thought, oh, that's going to be a cool t-shirt. So I created it. Obviously, I had to have the English version and the North American version.
Of course.
You or
for some of us English people out there.
And then the most important mantra for the Rangers is that family is more important than their job, which is more important than the Rangers.
Yes, definitely.
And let's see if we can bring some other t-shirts.
Yeah.
And shocking colors.
Yeah, it'll be good to see those. So thank you for dropping by. And next time you're down, we're going to have more of you on the show. I'll make sure of that.
Thanks for having me. And thank you for interviewing all the other rangers who are here at Tech Ready. Very important people.
Yep. So let's have a look at what the rest of the rangers say. We have a special guest joining us in the studio today. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm John Spinella. I'm an application development manager on the Army team in the federal services. And I am also an AMM ranger, as you already know.
Yes. So where have you traveled from? I guess.
I actually,
where are you from?
So I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I've been living there since I got out of the Navy. I actually was in the Navy in Norfolk, and I moved up to Richmond. And I've been living in Richmond ever since. I'm actually a native New Yorker, so.
Oh, right. So why have you traveled so far to, what, I guess, you know, from the other side of America to Redmond or to Tech Ready 20, right?
Well, you know, I traveled here because I've been going to Tech Ready for a while now, and I find a lot of it is, you know, meeting my, you know, people I work with, my coworkers, going to great sessions, understanding just the evolution of our products and how our products affect us in the field as well as affect our customers. And I think that's why a lot of us come to Tech Ready is really find out like that. Like, how is this going to impact us and how will it help our customers?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's why I travel here a lot. And I love Seattle, and I think it's great, and, you know.
Yeah, so. I mean, we've got blue skies right now, haven't we? So it's pretty
cool. It's kind of funny because, like, back in Virginia, they're getting snow, and it's usually the other way around, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I know that you mentioned that you're a Visual Studio ALM Ranger. So can you tell me more about that? Why are you an ALM Ranger?
I am an ALM Ranger because I really wanted to work with people that are passionate like me about the ALM products we have, like Visual Studio and TFS. Every day, I pretty much talk to people that are other Rangers, and it's always a good feeling to be around people of like minds. And I think if I can give impact to the community and impact to the Rangers through my expertise or my knowledge, that's great. If I can understand from other people, that's great. And I think that's what makes the Rangers great is because we are that whole community collective, and we make things that we all can be, we all outside of the box thinkers.
Yeah. So. Which makes things work. And plus, because we're scattered across the globe, I guess you get a taste of what different customers are like and certain areas and that kind of stuff. So that's, I guess, is really good feedback. And it's great to work with Rangers across the globe, right?
Yeah, and I tell anyone who's interested in being a Ranger, you know, just come on down, because like we always are looking for passionate people.
And just to let you know, guys, I will leave the link below as well to give you more information about Rangers and how you guys can become a Visual Studio ALM Ranger. So you mentioned that you've been kind of a Ranger for quite some time. Are there any kind of favorite projects that you worked on, or anything that you're very proud of or looking forward to, I guess?
Yes.
I'm sure there's many.
There are many, yes. I actually started, my first project was BRD Lite. And if anyone doesn't really understand what BRD Lite is, it's a, we actually created a, BRD means build, release, deploy. So we actually created a custom template that helps customers put the templates in, they're pre-built templates, and help them pretty much build and deploy whatever their software was.
Okay.
I did that. I was the project lead for that. And then I moved into another project that was a strategic project for the Rangers at the time.
Okay.
And we called it DevOps. It was a DevOps project. And I don't know, some of the things we came out, we had guidance. We also had a tool called a DevOps Workbench that myself and two other guys actually built. And then the final thing I'm really excited about is actually getting into Project Unicorn. I mean, that's a very exciting project because it's all of us. I mean, it's the product group, the Rangers. We're all together. We're all building this great pipeline of trying to figure out, like, how does the new stuff fit into this kind of releasing pipeline, this pipeline of all these things.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about what Unicorn is going to be and when it's going to come. So,
Definitely. I mean, we can't talk much about Project Unicorn. It's all under NDA. Mm-hmm. But it's great to kind of see that you're excited for, you know, the new things that are coming out, the Rangers pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about you in terms of your role?
Sure.
What you do in your day job?
So,
and how you manage to do the Rangers work?
So, I originally started at Microsoft through MCS. I was a ALM delivery consultant. So that what that means is I actually went into customer sites and I talked about process. I talked about how to TFS. I talked about build and deploy. Mm-hmm. I talked about all these different things. And I did that for about 2.5 years. And then I moved over to the federal space and became an application development manager. And I kind of do the same thing as a development manager.
Yep.
The Army team or the PubSec way of doing things is more of we're more technically hands-on. So as a ADM, I do kind of the same thing I did in and consulting.
Okay.
Some of the things I like to do is I like to kind of brag about the Ranger stuff that we're doing, because it's always a good thing to lead in as a Ranger.
Yep.
You know, when I talk to people, they look at me as I'm a subject matter expert, and I say, oh, yeah, I'm an LLM Ranger, and these are things I can bring to value to.
So then I guess, do your customers already know about the Rangers then? Or?
Some do, some don't. Like, okay. When I go in and I say I'm an LLM Ranger, some kind of go, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, and being on the Army, like, so you're an Army Ranger? You know, so I talk to them about what we do and our mission and this and that, and most of them are very like, wow, I didn't know you guys even existed. Mm. And then when I start giving all the tooling and the guidance to them, it's like they take it and they move with it.
Yeah,
and
they just love it.
Yes, they love it, and it's good things. From there, I mean, I that's what I've been doing for the last 4 years I've been with Microsoft. So,
wow.
And the good thing is I always try to do stuff with the Rangers that that I like to know that I'm going to be doing in the field.
Yes.
So one of the things that I'm doing. Well, I know we can't talk about project, but mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a project lead with Project Unicorn, and I want to be in part of something of where I provide value, that I'm going to provide value to the project, and I'm going to provide value to my customers.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do as a Ranger, is I try to look for things that will help me in both sections.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very easy transition to do my work and Rangers, because I'm doing it simultaneously.
Yeah. And plus, you've got so much passion for it as well.
Yes.
So it's kind of not doing a job, but you're kind of doing your hobby, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because you love it.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about it.
And plus, what makes it good as well with the Rangers, that the solutions that we create are actually things that can be used in the real world kind of environment with, you know, many different customers mm-hmm. across the globe.
And the great thing is that when you think about ranging the Ranger guidance or tools, we're usually the gap between products.
Yes.
And it's a good thing is that, you know, if you have a customer that's on 2012 and we're trying to figure out how to get them to 2013, we usually fit between that gap. Yeah. And that's a great thing, because people now, oh, okay, I have a bridge to the gap, and I can upgrade easier, I can move my things easier, you know. So that's why I think what we do in the Rangers is great.
Great, so. Wow. It seems phenomenal what you guys do anyway. So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know? Anything that you're thinking about, looking forward to, or kind of anything about you, really?
Yeah, come to my blog. I'm thinking you're going to put a link on there.
Yes, I will.
I usually try to talk about DevOps. I usually talk about TFS. I talk about Windows Phone. Also, you know, look for down the road for Unicorn coming out.
Yep,
Also, I have a Twitter handle called TFS Guru, at TFS Guru. So tweet me, ask me questions. I'm here to answer questions. So.
Great. I'll put all that info below so you guys can contact the lovely John here. So thank you for dropping by in the studio, and we'll love to have you back.
Thank you. Time. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right.
So we have a special guest joining me in the studio today. Please tell us who you are and where you've come from.
My name is Marcus Fernandez. I've traveled in from Washington, D.C. I'm an application development manager with the Microsoft Federal Services.
Okay. So let me ask you, why are you an ALM Ranger? Because I see that you've got the lovely jacket on. So please tell us a little bit more about that.
So I do side work with the Application Lifecycle Management Rangers, because mm-hmm. I just love watching the process and empowering developers to do great things.
Okay, cool. So why have you traveled all the way from the other side of America, I guess, to Redmond and the internal conference Tech Ready 20?
Well, it's the best place that I can actually interact with my peers and get a little FaceTime and see what's coming up in the new products and figure out where we can input some more direction, maybe touch on some white space and how we can improve developers' lives and productivity.
And it's a great place because, you know, you get all the geeks in one place, really, don't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely,
You get that collaboration going, the ideas flowing, and plus you get to meet some of the Rangers as well that you don't usually meet face-to-face, and it's all over link because everyone's spread across the globe,
Absolutely.
Aren't they?
Absolutely. The joke back home is I have to travel 3,000 miles to visit friends.
Yeah, you kind of do. So How long have you been with the Rangers for? And yeah, I guess how long you've been with us?
I've only been with the Rangers for about 2 years. I kind of stumbled onto Brian Blackman, one of our distinguished Rangers, at a session a few years ago. And I really enjoyed his passion, his enthusiasm, and I thought I really could fit in with these guys.
So that's kind of how you got the ball rolling and kind of started the Rangers, right?
Yeah, I started out saying, how can I do what you do?
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's great.
So, I mean, can you tell us about some of the projects that you've worked with the Rangers, some of the ones that you like, the ones that you really loved working on, I guess?
I
know there's so many, right?
Yeah, there is a lot, actually. In the last few years, I've tried to contribute to as many projects as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Updating the book was a good time. I really got to interact with some great, great people. John Spinella and Casey, just a fantastic bunch of guys. And the things that I really like most is really getting to present in front of my peers and taking some of that knowledge and sharing it with the community. It's really been a good time.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that, you know, comes out from the Rangers pipeline is just phenomenal, and because it's actual solutions that you can really implement in the real world. And, you know, these are gap-filling solutions that, you know, your customers are needing, people around the world are needing. So, it seems to be that, you know, you guys are doing some good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything that you're looking forward to coming out from the Rangers, or anything that you'd like to see the Rangers work on?
I would love to see some more custom-developed solutions, because we do deal with white space, but it's a challenge sometimes getting those types of things going, because our mantra is family, job, and then Rangers.
Yes.
So whatever time you have left over to dedicate, and the passion may drive us, but then you'll have a child screaming.
Of course,
to remind you what's more important.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all the Rangers are completely part-time. They're volunteers.
Yeah.
So how do you manage to kind of do your day job and then, you know, just do the Ranger stuff? Is it passion driving
you,
really?
My goodness, yes. It's absolutely passion driven, and on occasion it is a bit of a public shaming from friends saying, you know, a little push. Where have you been, bud?
Yeah. No, but it's good stuff. I mean, without you guys, we wouldn't be where we are right now. So I guess, is there anything that you'd like the Channel 9 studio to know about you in terms of what you're working on right now, or about your blog or Twitter or anything like that?
Sure. Right now I'm preparing some sessions for some public events on just release management in the cloud and how to use Azure to leverage a pipeline.
Okay, cool. So thank you very much again for dropping by the studio, and next time you're in Redmond, give us a shout and we'll have you on again.
Thank you, Anisha.
Thanks. Hi, so we have a special guest joining us in the studio today. Please tell us who you are and where you've come from.
Okay, my name is Donovan Brown, and I came from Houston, Texas.
Cool. What's your role?
I'm a TSP for DevTools, which means I basically sell DevTools, Visual Studio, Azure, release management, the whole nine yards to our customers.
Wow, fantastic. So why have you traveled so far to come to the internal conference, TechReady 20?
I got offered to speak. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy speaking.
Yep.
I think you were in a couple of my sessions.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, great.
So I
got to speak at TechEd. I mean, actually, I spoke at TechEd Europe and TechEd North America.
Wow. Okay.
Right. So those were my first speaking. And then they asked me to come and do those same talks here for TR.
That's crazy. That's really good. So tell us a bit more about you in terms of the kind of work that you do in your current job, and I guess the bits and bobs that you're doing with the Rangers.
Okay. So I was asked to join the Rangers by Claude. He owns RM, or used to own RM, right? And he and I were talking about release management like we always do. It's pretty much the conversation topic that we always talk about together. And he was asking me, would I be interested in helping on the Unicorn project? So I said, sure. I mean, whatever I can do to help, I'd love to help. He says, okay. One prerequisite was you become a Ranger. I'm like, well, great. I have a lot of respect for all the output that you guys have done. I used a branching guide. It's like the Bible that you preach from when it comes to branching and merging. So I told all of our customers to use that. So the opportunity to be a Ranger was one that I was attracted to anyway. So I jumped on, and then I'm a big fan of DSC, because DSC is a desired state configuration, for those who don't know the acronym, is becoming a really integral part of release management. So I just dove in with both feet. And then just so happened that we were doing a Ranger project for DSC.
Wow.
And then my tokenization resource that I'd written prior was something that both the PowerShell team was interested in it, the RM team was interested in it,
yes.
but the Rangers kind of won the bidding war and said we're going to release it as a Ranger project.
Cool. So,
yeah, really excited. Yeah, I'm excited for it to be publicly, yes. like officially released versus just on my blog.
Yeah, I mean, I know most people know that with the Rangers, it's all kind of volunteer and part time.
Sure.
And this is like something that you do second to your job.
Sure.
How do you manage to get the time? I mean, is it the passion? Is it motivation? What drives you to kind of do the things that you do with the Rangers?
I have an obsessive personality.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I'm not OCD, but when I want to learn something, I really want to learn something.
You get your head down.
Yes. Yeah. I want to be one of the, like, an authority on it.
Yes.
So when it came to DSC, I just read everything I could get my hands on. I was really proud because Steve Muraski actually was the guy who kind of got me started in the DSC,
nice.
And I got to co-present with him on Wednesday, so that was really neat. So I just dove into DSC, started writing my own custom resources for a lot of the release management demos I was doing because I try to push release management beyond its comfort zone and make it deploy things that it doesn't do out of the box, and that requires a lot of customization. All very easy customizations, but Desire State Configuration was one of them. So I was really glad to be a part of that team there. So,
wow.
Yeah, but it is a passion. And I think a lot of people say that in my evals and a one-on-one stage. It's like, it's obvious this guy like really gets off on this stuff.
Yeah, you do. I mean, the few sessions that I've seen you talk, you're just so passionate. You're so dedicated. And at the same time, you're really knowledgeable, which is really, really good. So I mean, that is fantastic to get that kind of feedback from the rest of the crowd as well.
So. Oh, I love it. I kind of thrive off of it. So that keeps me up late some nights too, right? Because I don't want to go and disappoint. I want to make sure that when I come and speak to you that I do have the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So that drives me a lot. And code is just what I do. I mean,
that's
what I do for fun. It's what I do for a living. I just love slinging code. So technology has always been a part of my life.
Wow. Okay, cool. So how long have you been with the Rangers?
I think it's only been about 4 or 5 months.
You're a newbie, but you kind of...
came in with a splash,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, exactly. That's the best way to put it.
I just kind of jumped in with both feet, and I didn't know that's not what you do, right? Until Willie sent me an email and said, Donovan, slow down, right?
Slow down.
But, I mean, it turned out great. I mean, I left the... Ask the experts with the armful of goodies. You guys gave me an award for champions, and then I got the distinguished jacket, and it's just
fantastic.
It's been overwhelming. Yeah, it's just been overwhelming.
I mean, it's just amazing how the amount of work that you do. You're passionate, and you just really get things done, and you're straight to the point, which is what we like.
I think it comes. I'm a huge agilist, and I'm a militant Scrum Master. We've had some conversations.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't cancel that meeting. Right? If we scheduled it, we're having it, and that's the kind of get things done. That's just the way that I work, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to deliver every single chance that I can, so that we can look at it and determine if I'm going the right way.
Yeah.
Let's get that feedback. Let's get that loop. Let's get better stuff out there quicker. So. You've noticed that about my personality.
Yes,
it's just
of
once
course.
I set my mind to something, it's like, let's just get that done. Mm. And then let's go have some fun doing something else.
Wow, cool. You mentioned that you used one of the solutions from the Rangers. The ones that you're working on right now, are those things that you can actually start using in your day job, with your customers, evangelizing, that kind
Absolutely.
Of stuff?
Absolutely. I'm on their DSC team, the Unicorn team, and the version control team.
Gosh, wow, that's crazy.
The DSC, the reason that was such a perfect fit is I was already using those technologies in my day-to-day life, right? That's why it was so passionate to me. The version control is going to be good because I'm not a Git user. Right. I mean, let's not get in that debate because I've had it 3 or 4 times while I've been at TR. On people want to do a TFVC versus, and I don't think it's a versus. It's one tool or another tool. Pick which one works best for
you. Exactly.
And I just love TSVC. Mm. Right. It does everything that I need it to do. To me, it's not even a topic for discussion. It just does what it does for me. So I'm not a Git user. But I want to learn more about it. So that's why I joined that team as a reviewer, because I can review the content that we're producing as really fresh eyes of, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can make sense of what it is that we're producing. So
it's a great learning opportunity.
Absolutely. That's how I took it, is that, okay, I don't know this technology. We have Rangers producing this output. It's going to be great. So let me go ahead and be the first one to read it and see if it helps me.
Great. Wow. I just can't believe you've only been with the Rangers for like 5 months and you're like, you're working on like 3-4 projects.
I didn't know better, right? I won't make the mistake again.
That's fine.
I think I'll stick to one or two after that.
Take a chill pill and relax a bit.
Yeah, Abel Wang just became a Ranger, and I told him, I warned him a couple of times, like, are you sure you want to do this? And then I realized I'm the one that's doing it wrong. You're not supposed to do three at a time.
No, but it's fantastic. It's fantastic having you on board. So,
thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a blast. Yeah. It's been a blast.
Great. So what are you looking forward to in terms of new things coming out or working with the Rangers? Obviously under NDA and that kind of stuff. So, so what are you looking forward to in both worlds?
What I'm actually looking forward to, and I've actually brought this up on our last DSC call, DSC is making its move over to Linux, right? And I've been kind of dubbed this cross-platform guy. I always tell the joke that I made the mistake and I documented how to install Unix and Linux inside of a Hyper-V, and I published it out, and now all of a sudden anything that's cross-platform comes to me now. It's like I'm an expert. I'm not an expert. I only wrote it down because I would never be able to do it again if I didn't. And I just shared it, exactly. So I just shared it, and next thing you know, everything cross-platform's coming to me. But I've kind of taken a liking to it. So when I heard that Desire State Configuration is going over there, we have it out in preview, so you can go and download it right now and play with it. It kind of got me excited. So on our last DSC call, I was like, great, guys, we were writing all these cool resources, but they're all Windows-specific, right? And we have DSC on Linux, so when are we going to do this type of project for that world as well, or is that something that we want to endeavor?
Yeah.
So I've kind of gotten inroads into that team and met some of the people who are working on that project so that I can figure out ways that I can contribute there as well, or maybe take the resource that I created for the Windows world and port it over to the Linux world as well.
Wow.
So that one's really, that one's going to be fun because with us, we have .NET Core now, goes all the way across to Linux as well. And that story, it just starts to blur. And we could literally use ASP.NET 5, we could use Team Foundation Server, Release Management, DSC, all of Microsoft to get you to a Linux box. Well, who thought that was ever going to happen,
right? Yeah, exactly,
I mean, it's crazy. Exactly. I had never used or installed Linux until I joined Microsoft, which is like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. And then not too long ago, they sent me a Mac, and they sent me an Android phone, and they sent me an iPhone. I'm like, I work at Microsoft, but I have literally everything that I never thought I would touch in my life. But for the Xamarin stuff that we're doing, the cross-platform, so I needed a Mac, and I needed an Android device, and I needed an Apple device, and now I have those, and right behind me is a Linux machine running.
You wouldn't expect it that way.
Never, not at Microsoft, but it's a new world for us, right? It's one where we play much nicer with everyone else than historically, right? So I try every chance that I can to break down the walls that, for example, TFS is not just for .NET. It's not. And it's worked for cross-platform its entire life, but no one really goes out there and says, you know what? Stop only letting us talk to your .NET teams. Stop only letting us talk to your Microsoft teams. We can talk to your Linux teams. We can talk to your Java teams. They can get value out of what it is that we produce here at Microsoft. Yeah. So let us help.
Yeah, let's work together.
Exactly. Friends. It's not a them or us. It's not our way or their way. This is a problem that we all have that's writing software.
Let's just
and we have
together.
A solution, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it works. It couldn't care less. All code is created equal.
Yes. Cool. Good to know. So is there anything that you'd like the Channel 9, lovely Channel 9 audience to know? Anything at all?
Anything at all?
Within reason.
I think I would like to do this for all my air hockey buddies. I actually play professional air hockey. I am the 12th best player in the world.
Wow, okay.
And no one ever knows. So I'm going to do this for all my air hockey buddies so that people know that it is an actual professional sport. And I've played in Russia. I've played all over the world. And it's really aggressive. So, yeah, if you guys ever want to find an air hockey table, I can annihilate everyone and show you what professional air hockey looks like.
Bask in the glory.
Exactly. It is not your Chuck E. Cheese air hockey for sure. I also
anything else, I guess?
Yeah, I race cars for fun as well. And what's interesting is I find ways to put computers into everything that I do. Mm. So I raced cars, and I saw how people would write on a piece of paper their registration information. So I wrote a website that's been running for 15 years now.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And then I got into air hockey, and I saw paper again, and I thought, we don't need this. And then I wrote a website for that. And so that's why I think I love it so much, is because every aspect of my life, somehow I find a way to bring software into it to make that life easier.
Yeah, improve that life.
Yeah, absolutely. And they always turn into like little businesses. They make money. You're you're like, wow, that was cool. I didn't even that was it's a nice side effect of writing that application.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you sleep?
I got about 4 hours, as I told you. I was here at 9 a.m. It was kind of neat because I've never been on Channel 9, and then I get to be on it twice in one day.
Fantastic,
So I stayed up all night so that my cloud cover call would go well, and my demo worked. Like I said, I got the demo to work an hour before we went live.
I know. How lucky is that?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, you got it. You're killing me. And then it worked. I'm like, great. Okay, reset everything. Went in there. We shot it. And then I went back to the hotel and crashed for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But another thing people ask me, do I drink coffee? I don't. I speak this fast without any caffeine. I don't know why. I don't know how, but it just seems to happen that way, which is why I get so much done. I think it's just, I'm constantly.
You get so much energy, yeah.
Yeah, I just love it. The glow of that computer screen can just keep me up for hours.
Fantastic. So, again, thank you for dropping by.
Oh, my pleasure.
Next time you're in Redmond, give me a shout and we'll do another chat.
Pleasure.
Great. Thank you very much. So we have a special guest joining me in the studio today. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Okay. Thanks, Anisha. My name is Caroline Williams, and I am visiting from the Netherlands.
Wow. Okay. I know that you're an ALM Ranger. So can you tell me more about that? Why are you an ALM Ranger? What's made you choose that decision? Or go down that path.
I think that one of the reasons I became an ALM Ranger was at the time that the program was beginning and I was exposed to it. It was a small group of, for lack of a better term, dedicated nerds to ALM. And we were really sort of struggling to meet customer needs and finding the solutions to bringing it to a customer. You could do it yourself, but as a small community, it worked that much easier. And I was really grateful for the knowledge that was being put out there. And I thought, well, then you need to be part of that, and you need to repay that and keep that going. And so I started very early on, and back in the 2008 release.
Wow. So, quite some time. So you've gone through quite a few projects, experienced a lot of things, right?
Yep. Lots of projects, everything from that were really sort of meant to be helpful and easy to understand in the beginning, which wasn't always how Ranger projects started out, to things that were kind of fun, like working on the Kinect project to see about making task boards with Kinect that were touch enabled.
That's pretty cool.
And then sort of doing other things and defining personas and things like that. It's been an interesting ride.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that it's evolved quite a bit since you started and to what it is now. So, are there any projects that you really like or that you're currently working on that you'd like to talk about?
I think that in this last instance, I think the project that I enjoyed the most was with the 2010 release when we got the idea from Willie. Because at that point, Willie had just joined, and he had a previous coworker, who was our persona for the person who should be able to go into the coffee room and stare at the wall, and in the time it took them to drink a coffee, get an understanding of what was involved with Team Foundation Server and Application Lifecycle Management.
Oh my gosh!
This was a significant shift from the creating the highly technical documentation and guidance for people who were already familiar with all of the things that were involved. And this was an attempt to really begin to be accessible to people who were engaged in ALM, but they might not know it yet. And that project was I think, a perspective shift for the Rangers overall, like a really high point of it's not enough that we have the knowledge, but now we've got to make it accessible. And that's the one that I think that I have enjoyed the most.
Fantastic.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun, definitely, from what you
It was, and it was kind of like a little bit also on the creative level, because we had to have visuals. The idea was we weren't going to do guidance per se in a written format, but we were going to do visuals so that when you're standing there waiting for the coffee machine to brew, you can see and follow that, okay, I need this sort of hardware, and this is this kind of installation, and this is how it works together.
Wow, that's completely different to, you know, the norm of the Rangers.
Yes, right? Because if you look, yeah.
I mean, usually the Rangers create either tooling or guidance, mm-hmm. And just, you know, white papers and that kind of stuff. So to have visuals, it's kind of breaking the norm.
And I think also there's been another change in Ranger guidance over the years is and that's moving towards accessibility.
Yeah.
I noticed since one of the last projects I was reviewing, just doing a content review, how much more accessible our approach has become to the community. So there's really been a shift, a conscious shift of moving away to writing for nerds, to writing in a clear and descriptive way with the idea that this knowledge should be actionable and should be usable and it should be accessible. And I think when you make technology and information and knowledge accessible, that's one of the most empowering things on the planet. And that's one of the reasons that I believe in the Rangers, because that is very much a part of what the Rangers do.
Yeah. Fantastic. So why have you traveled so far to come to the internal Tech Ready 20 conference?
Well, I love Nerd Camp, which is my term of affection for Tech Ready. I think this is probably my 10th Tech Ready.
Wow. Okay.
And it's a tremendous opportunity. You have so many, you get information overload. if you don't have grilled cheese, I call it grilled cheese brains, by the middle of the week, I know I haven't been going to the right sessions. And it's inspiring to see what so many people are working on, and to see the languages and to see the representation of how many people work for Microsoft and what that looks like.
It's just phenomenal.
Because
isn't
there's a lot of perspective and perception that somebody who's a Microsoft employee meets a certain gender type, a certain nationality type, a certain personality style, a certain hobby style, per se, drives. And really, when you see so many people from around the world gathered in one place, it's a very special experience. And it's also a chance to interact with the product groups that are maybe not always as connected on the front line with our customers as they could be. But most of all, it's the opportunity to learn.
Yeah,
and definitely. And I really, really, really enjoy that.
And it's also a chance for you to kind of interact with the Rangers that might be present there as well. And I mean, as you know, obviously, you know, you've been with the Rangers for so long. But for the Channel 9 audience, that you know, the Rangers are kind of co-located across the world. So to actually get some of them in the same room and actually putting a face to a name, it's just.
It's true. It makes a difference because we do work with distributed teams. So usually when I'm on a Ranger project, by the time the call starts, you know, you guys are getting up and having your coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
And I am participating in the Ranger call and you're my last stop before dinner or going out or something like that. So being able to be in the same room in the same time zone, even though we do a really good job being distributed.
Yes.
Australia is like really the only outlier for the time zones.
Yes.
They're really, really difficult to get. Somebody is going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the only way around that is that it's a virtual team. You just take turns which week it is, who's going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. That's how it works.
But being in person and seeing the people that you talk to over the web and via email and is also cool sometimes. And also it's a great way to also find a way to work together, because sometimes people come across in one format very different than they are in person.
Yes, definitely.
And so it's been fun actually. Great. to watch that.
Fantastic. So what are you looking forward to with the Rangers? Any exciting projects?
I think that some of the things I'm excited to see is how we are going to move further into the next stage of sort of the democratization. What's been exciting is over the years, I've watched us make these paths towards what was strictly developer-based guidance to begin with, to, okay, well, now we're adding DBAs to the mix. Maybe we'll bring some of them in. And then it was, oh, well, then there's test. who are those people? What kind of animal is a tester? And what are they looking for? And I think the thing that really becomes exciting is as we broaden our focus across looking across the different technologies and how they can interact, who else is coming into that mix? Who else is coming into our community? Who else comes into the community of ALM, you know? And how do we reach them? And what does that what does that look like generationally, via national identity, via gender, all of these things?
Yeah.
The world is changing, and that is...
And changing so fast
and
as well.
And it's really, really exciting, actually.
Definitely. So. Great. Fantastic. So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 to know or anything that you'd like to talk about?
So one of the things that I've really, really enjoyed of watching the Rangers grow and being part of it is the sharing of knowledge and the purposeful sort of search and mentoring for new Rangers, if you will, and new and support for new communities. And one of the things that I am very busy with or concerned with or interested in, shall we say, is bringing in Rangers from countries that traditionally wouldn't have had exposure. So, but I did some work in Africa this year, and it was really, really exciting and tremendous. And bringing ALM to an audience that didn't have the resources to fall back on to get it, because it's not like you have a breadth of resources available. And so we've been cultivating potential Rangers to join in part to build out across Africa, in this case, a stronger Ranger network and a partner network, because it's quite a massive continent and area. So one of the, those are the things that I kind of keep myself busy with. I like to work with students. I like to work with underserved communities. I like to work with people who don't really expect that technology has a place for them, and watch them become empowered and challenged and grow. And that's part of through information that's being shared by the Ranger program. And I like that very much.
And it's a fantastic feeling once you've done it, right?
Yep.
It's just a sense of joy. Fantastic. Yep. Great. Well, thank you for stopping by in the studio. Yep. We loved having you on as well.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. So we have a special guest joining me in the studio today. Please tell me who you are and where you've come from.
Okay. Hello, Nisha. So I'm John Guerin. I have traveled to Redmond from Florida.
Wow. Okay. Cool. So why have you traveled so far? Well, from the other side, right, of America to come to Redmond?
Right. So, well, as you know, Tech Ready has been going on this week.
Which is an internal conference.
Exactly. Yeah. I traveled to, we have a... I'm part of the Ranger program, and we had a project that we worked on this past year. So myself and a few of my key team players, we did a presentation at Tech Ready to kind of show off our project and what we did.
So, fantastic.
And on top of that, you know, just to be at Tech Ready, network with my peers.
Yes, definitely.
Learn a lot about all the great technology that we have coming out. And
And you've got some of the Rangers there, so it's actually great to collaborate with them and talk to them and actually meet the person face to face, because I mean, you obviously know that you're a Ranger, but the rest of the audience, you know, the Rangers are kind of located across the globe, so this is kind of the only opportunity that you get to meet them face to face, right?
Exactly. We have, you know, one thing working with the Rangers and working with Microsoft, we work with teams across the globe, and it's great to put a face with a name. And so it's really exciting to meet people from all over the world here at Tech Ready.
Great, fantastic. Yeah. So you mentioned that you're a Ranger, and I can see that you're in a shirt. So can you tell me more about why you are an ALM Ranger, and how long have you been a Ranger for?
Okay, so I've been a Ranger for about 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a Ranger because, number one, I'm passionate about ALM.
Cool.
Passionate about technology.
Fantastic.
And also... really like to help our customers. I work with our customers out in the field every day. They point out some challenges they have, and being a Ranger, we're able to take that back to the product group sometimes, influence the product group, and also to help our customers. And, you know, I also get to work on some really exciting, cool projects. So that's why I'm a Ranger.
Wow. Yeah. It's fantastic to hear kind of how, you know, with the Rangers, they're all completely part-time and volunteer participants, that what we create, you're actually using that for your customers and using it in your day job, really, which is a great crossover and merge between the two, right?
Exactly. So, yeah. And, you know, give you an example, like, you know, we, I've used the our Kanban project, mm-hmm. our guidance that the Rangers put out several years ago with my customer. And there's been several projects that the Rangers have developed or solutions they've developed that my customers have used. And being a Ranger, when my customer has challenges with those solutions, I'm able to contact Rangers to help them out.
Wow, so, fantastic. Yeah, brilliant. So you mentioned that you've been with the Rangers for 3 years. What, you must have worked on quite a few projects, I guess. So can you talk about some of the projects that you worked on or that you really enjoyed working on?
Sure. So I think the very first project I worked on was the Visual Studio Architecture Tooling Guidance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was pretty exciting. It was my first project. You know, architecture is my background. I do a lot of that with my customers, so that was, you know, really passion to you know, to me. It meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting projects I worked on was the Kinect TFS storyboard.
Ah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. We worked on a project where we took the Kinect technology and developed a TFS task board that you could control with Kinect and
wow.
your body. And
that sounds like a cool project.
It was a really cool project, and I got to demo it at Tech Ready and stand up there and kind of move the work items
yeah.
across the board. So that was great. And most recently, this past year, we worked on a project on TFS security.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And we're going to probably talk about that later on.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely love to hear more about that. So I guess you mentioned that you use some of the Ranger projects in your day job. Can you kind of tell us what you do
okay.
in your day job, I guess?
Great. Yeah, I do have a day job. Application Development Manager.
Cool.
And I work in our Microsoft Services practice, Premier Developer. We're a specialized team. We help our customers accelerate and optimize their software development.
Ah, I see.
And you know, whether it's developing on premise or developing in the cloud, or maybe helping them accelerate the move to the cloud. But we do a lot of work with customers in the development
yeah.
space, and I've been doing that role for quite a while.
Wow, that sounds kind of cool. And especially because you're working with customers so closely, you can get their feedback and feedback that to kind of, you know, the Rangers and, you know, myself and Willie, and we can get a project going and kind of fill that gap.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
help the customers.
Yes.
So
yeah, a lot
it kind of
it,
works well.
Yes, you're exactly. A lot of it overlaps. You know, being a Ranger, being in the ALM space, a
yeah.
lot of what I do with my customers is ALM related because mm-hmm. they're doing development. So being, you know, knowing what Ranger projects we have and solutions we have, that can help my customers when there's a gap there.
Yeah definitely. Great. So what are you looking forward to in terms of working with the Rangers, or kind of what's coming out next?
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's so much coming out. You know, Windows 10.
Yeah.
You know, really looking forward to more of the cloud. Really, really exciting. What really excites me is how we have embraced a lot of the open source.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
If you look at like the Rangers, I mean, we've been doing our solutions are open source. You know, and so I think we fit perfectly. You know, to be able to change. You know, help this transformation.
But, oh yeah.
You know, the whole. You know, Windows 10 is exciting. You know, HoloLens. Really looking
yes.
forward to that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that's really what excites me. The
nice.
Rangers, just the next project that I'm going to be involved with. Yeah.
Cool. Looking forward to that. So, is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know?
Well, I'd like the audience to know that you know, I'm very very passionate about working with customers. You know, helping our customers. also, you know, that, you know, if you have an idea, use the user voice.
Yes.
And I think, you know, it does get noticed. And I've seen a lot of ideas turn into solutions, you know, whether Ranger solutions or embedded into our products.
Yeah, so. Definitely. I mean, we are after, not only the Rangers, but the product group as well, after feedback and how we can actually improve our products, how we can, you know, it's not just the product group, but for the Rangers, how we can actually help you guys in the field to better communicate and solve those issues. So
exactly.
Great. Yes. Fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by the studio. And next time you're in Redmond, give me a shout and I'll have you back on. Well,
thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we have a special guest in the studio joining me. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, my name is Mehmet Aras. I'm from Istanbul, Turkey. I currently work as a premier field engineer at Microsoft.
Cool. So why have you traveled so far to come to Redmond or to the internal Tech Ready 20 conference?
I'm presenting at Tech Ready. Tech Ready is an internal Microsoft conference that each Microsoft employee looks forward to attending. Yep. And this year I was presenting. So that's why I'm here,
nice.
Just presenting and hanging out with my colleagues and networking and meeting other people.
Fantastic. I've also noticed that you're wearing the same shirt as me, the Visual Studio ALM Ranger.
Ah, that is correct.
Which means that you are an ALM Ranger, of course.
That is
so,
correct.
So can you tell me why you are an ALM Ranger and how long have you been with Rangers?
So I've been an ALM Ranger a little over 2 years now.
Okay.
Before that, I was always using ALM Ranger's products, guidances. But 2 years ago, I realized that I could become an ALM Ranger, and I initiated that process.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted to do that is that I really like the work that ALM Rangers are doing, and I wanted to be able to contribute and have an impact that the ALM Rangers are having and have my participation and become a part of that. And also, it's a great learning experience and meeting new people, smart, intelligent,
yes.
and just increase my network. And if I can have a part of that impact that the Rangers are doing, that'll be so awesome.
Fantastic. Sounds like good stuff.
Yep.
Good stuff. So you mentioned that you've been with the Rangers for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of projects have you worked on and what have you really enjoyed working on?
Okay. Until recently, I was mostly, in the beginning, I, in order to get familiar with the Rangers and how they work, I participated as a reviewer in a couple of projects.
Okay.
One of them was the unit testing guidance. The other one was release pipeline. So I was just basically reviewing the content and the work that the project participants were
right.
producing and kind of finding corrections and things like that, or maybe giving some feedback.
Yep.
And last year, I was an active participant in a project that we did. It was regarding TFS security.
Oh, cool.
So that's the last project. And as a matter of fact, we just wrapped it up and presented it at Tech Ready. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's mm-hmm. that's good to know.
Yep.
So what are you looking forward to in terms of Rangers projects or anything that's coming out in terms of tech-wise?
Having more opportunities to work on cool projects. I mean, not just cool, but projects that impact everyone all over the world, from big enterprises to small developers, small shops. They have their needs, and there are certain gaps so that if we can fill those gaps, provide people some guidance so that they can actually smoothly do whatever that they want to do. That's actually a tremendous opportunity and pleasure for us.
Yeah.
Knowing that we are helping and impacting
exactly,
others.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you obviously know, and as some of the Channel 9 audience knows as well, that all of the Rangers are completely, you know, they are part-time and they are completely volunteers. So how do you kind of manage to do the Rangers? Like, I assume you've got a day job as well.
That is correct.
I mean, do the two paths cross over? Is it because of the passion and you just love being a Ranger, or?
I mean, both. I mean, passion and loving what you do, it makes you more efficient. And you don't look at it as, oh man, I have to go home or do something like that. It's actually something that you look forward to.
That
I got this cool thing that I have this chance to go and work on it and contribute.
Yeah.
So that kind of drive, actually, you don't look at it as work or something you have to do. It's just something you love to do.
Yeah. So it's all about passion.
Yep,
because
that is correct.
Because you like doing it, it's not really work, isn't it?
So. And another thing is that it sort of aligns with what I do day to day. Okay. So it's sort of there's synergies between the work that I do daily for Microsoft, for our customers, and also the projects that I work as an ALM ranger.
Right.
So that I can take that knowledge and then and explain it or transfer it to our customers.
Wow.
Because there's lots of useful and insightful information there that can help our customers.
Yeah.
So there's like a great overlap and synergies between what I do and what the ALM rangers do.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that you're a PFE earlier, so that is, you work closely with customers, and that way you can actually educate them about, you know, ALM and so even some of the solutions that we've created and
I mean absolutely. Even before joining Microsoft, I was an active user of consumer of ALM Ranger guidances because we were facing what kind of branching strategy should we use? How are we going to install TFS? How are we going to update TFS? I was the consumer of those guidances, but now I have a chance to actually be on the other side and actually contribute to those guidances.
Yeah.
And at the same time, when I go talk to our customers and they have application lifecycle management specific questions, I mean, they need guidance, they need help and assistance.
Mm.
And I can say, hey, look, we have this tremendous amount of work that the Rangers have put together. It's their insight, it's their experience. Let's go take a look at these things with you. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Wow, that just sounds amazing actually to kind of get these kind of merged together and actually help you in your day job as well. So that's fantastic. So is there anything that you'd like the lovely Channel 9 audience to know about you or about the Rangers, about anything?
Okay. I mean, I love Rangers. I like being a part of it. I absolutely like. I mean, joining Rangers 2 years ago was a great decision. I'm glad I'm part of them and I'm contributing and continue to contribute to the projects.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I love technology. I'm very passionate about, so that's what I do most of my time. And the time that I have left, I try to be outdoors. I like diving. And this year, I took an interest in DJing, so I got myself a nice DJ controller. So I'll be looking at some tutorials and YouTube videos. Who knows? Maybe a couple of years later, I could become a famous DJ.
Yeah, exactly.
On another note, this year, a major event is waiting for me. I'm getting married to my beautiful fiance Marina. So these are the things about me so far.
That's big news. Congratulations again.
Thank you. I also want to thank you. I appreciate you having me here and having this opportunity to talk to you. I appreciate that.
And thank you for stopping by. And next time you're in the area, we're going to have to catch up again.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we have a very special guest in the studio today. Please tell me who you are and where you've come from.
Okay. I'm Baruch, PFE from Israel. Came to Tech Credit 20, and that's why I'm here.
So why have you come all the way from Israel to come to the internal conference Tech Credit 20?
Actually, I had two presentations at the conference. One is alone about the new stuff is coming in the release management. And the other one is with my team of the permission, extracting security permission in TFS. We presented presented another presentation. We show our project and what we achieved.
Fantastic. That sounds interesting. So I know that you are an ALM Ranger. Someone's just mentioned that to me. So why are you an ALM Ranger and how long have you been a Ranger for?
I've been in the ALM Ranger community like a year now.
Okay.
Celebrating a year, probably.
Wow.
And why? Actually, because kind of those projects, like the security project we did, it's the it's not only the project. We are filling the gaps in all the ALM space. It's kind of very large and more community. We help each other where we need, and actually it was very. I feel very good to come to here to meet the people. People like I see the name in the mailing list, in link, and then I found them, face to face. I was.
It's nice to kind of finally put a face to a name, and now you can actually see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, because I mean, well, you already know, but some of the audience, the Rangers are located across the globe. So the only way that we can actually communicate is via email or via, you know, link conference calls. And, you know, some people don't have their pictures on their Outlooks or. They don't turn the videos on, so you don't know who you're talking to, really, right?
Actually, the security project I just mentioned, I'm from Israel, and we have one from Turkey, one from Dubai, and one from the US.
Wow, so that was it's kind of global.
That was our team.
That's I mean, it's nice to work with people from across the globe because you kind of get to see what they are thinking, what they are battling with, what their customers are thinking, and how, you know, all the Rangers can come together and solve those issues for everyone, right? So
actually, it's very nice. You go in the hall in the conference and somebody comes to you, "Oh, nice to meet you." So I go, who you are?
Yeah.
So he goes, "I'm Pierre," for example. Yeah. So he goes, "Ah, I know your name."
And that's and where you start talking, right?
Yeah, exactly. And some people, you realize that people know you even if you don't know them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's good. I mean, it gives you an opportunity, especially at events like this, that you guys can come together and actually meet, start talking, collaborating face-to-face, get ideas going, and then when you guys go back, then we can get things going in terms of projects and stuff. So
actually, that was the one of the main reasons why I came to the conference.
Yeah.
Like long way from home to get here.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, and one of the most reasons is seeing on the campaign, all the community, see the people behind the mail and behind the link calls, see the people, and it's every time I meet them, it's very good.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity. So you mentioned that you've been with the Rangers for about a year or so. What are the projects that you've worked on that you really liked or kind of enjoyed doing?
Actually, I was working only on the security project.
Ah, okay.
But we had a kind of two phases.
Right.
One phase is the research and the other one is the implementation phase.
Okay.
And what really excited me, it's after our session, actually yesterday afternoon, we had a session when we showed the audience what we achieved in our project. And one of the audience in that session was Mario. Mario is the product owner of our security project from the product group. And after our session, he came up and said, "You know, what you did, what you achieved, the research and the finding you gave us, gave the product group themselves kind of a better understanding of what they need and what gap is in there and how to start thinking about filling that gap."
Yeah, I mean, good thing about the Rangers is that because we work closely with the product group and you guys are in the field, you guys can find out, you know, where there are certain concerns or good feedback or anything that needs to be worked on, you can channel it onto the Rangers, and then the Rangers actually help the product group try and fill those solutions. So there's gaps, I mean, so just like what you guys did with the security project. So
that's, actually fantastic. I feel also that the product group is more listening to us because they know we are Rangers and we are expert in what we do.
Yes,
and
definitely.
They kind of listen to us.
Yeah, which is a good thing, and that's what we want.
Yeah,
that's what
of course. Great. That's why we are here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, without you guys, there would be no Rangers. So I guess what would you like the Channel 9 audience to know about you or the Rangers or kind of what you do?
I can say only one thing. Whenever you go, you stuck in a project in the ALM area, go look for one ALM Ranger solution. We have solution and guidance for almost every aspect of the ALM area. So go look for it.
Great, fantastic. That's definitely good advice. And to the audience, I will leave all the links below to find all the information that you need about the Rangers as well. So thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's been a pleasure having you here as well.
Thank you, Anisha.
Thank you. Hi, so we have a special guest joining me in the studio today. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, I'm Bipin. I came from Hyderabad.
Okay,
and
cool.
I just moved to Redmond over 10 months back.
Wow.
So I was previously working with Microsoft Global Delivery India and now moved to Microsoft IT.
Okay.
So there's a global relocation from here. That's what Microsoft is all about.
Wow.
Going
fantastic.
Around places. And that's how I'm here now. So
great. Fantastic. Thanks
for giving me an opportunity.
Yeah, not to worry at all.
Yeah.
So I know that you're a Visual Studio ALM Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me why you are an ALM Ranger and how long have you been with the Rangers for?
So it all happened as an accident, I will say. So I was working in one of the UK projects with Rob Jarrett.
Yes.
Who was very passionate about the ALM Ranger and all this. So I happened to work with him for the almost a year in that project. So I was just thinking, what drives this person to dedicate that particular effort, apart from because our project itself was hectic and he was finding time to put his effort for the ALM Ranger company. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, what is that driving him? And I was asking, okay, then he was explaining me all the things, okay, how it works out. You have an opportunity to connected with lots of people, then you can contribute and you can make things which you don't see as a feature in the Visual Studio.
Okay.
That was awesome, actually. That drives me to get into ALM Rangers, actually.
Wow, fantastic. That's definitely good to know. I mean, how long have you been with the Rangers, did you say?
So, for the past 2 years.
2 years?
2 years,
okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've been with the Rangers for quite some time then.
Yeah.
Are there any projects that you've worked on that have been kind of your favorite or that have really excited you?
Yeah, so whatever is that, one of the thing, it was my second project. It's a device, VSR device test.
Oh, yes.
So that one, so that was a bit of a unique stuff, actually. So how it happened is, like, I got into that project. Then, actually, my deliverable was not what was initially planned, actually.
Ah, I see.
So I was in parallel working on a device testing strategy with my colleague back in Hyderabad. Then we happened to show that because it was aligning to this, but there was no device testing strategy as such available.
Okay.
So Brian had a look at that. Okay, so why don't you bring it and discuss with all the people and let's have a device testing strategy document itself for that.
Mm.
So that I got around 900 downloads till now.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that one is like, I never wrote any technical article or something like that. So I'm very lazy to write anything normally. But it's like that. So it brings the best out of you. So somebody will be there who are very senior folks, their knowledge, their experience, and their guidance. And you contribute, it's like 1 or 2 hours per week. And you bring out something the best, which otherwise take years to build it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
exactly.
So small stuff add up, it becomes a big feature which helps worldwide community.
Definitely. And because the Rangers are all part-time and volunteers, this is something that they do because they love it. They're passionate about, you know, the ALM space there and what we do and our motto. So, you know, exactly what you said is kind of what the Rangers do, really. So and the solutions that we release are the ones that are going to fill the gaps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And it also, I was wondering, like, in any project you have a project manager, they comes drives things, but this one everything happens without any noise. People get somehow, okay, I have 2 hours, that 2 hours something gets done.
Yes.
But eventually you have the big things coming out. So it's like one python, you looks like it can't eat an elephant, but it can at least swallow a deer or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
So it goes out and comes out. So, and everything is on time. We never slip any dates as such.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a give contra. It's a great things, actually. So even if you try to achieve it in a normal day-to-day project, it's very difficult to get that done, actually. That's
and
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is because of your dedication.
Yeah,
I mean,
dedication.
Without you guys,
none
of this would be possible. And
that's
so,
right, yeah.
So yeah, I just want to say thank you for being a ranger, really. So that's really good.
Yeah.
So I guess, what are you looking forward to in terms of, say, rangers, for example, in terms of the projects and even in your day job?
Okay, so the day job, my job at my current role, I'm a software engineer with the Microsoft Volume Licensing IT team.
Okay.
So the my biggest advantage I get is that Visual Studio, when I started my, even before starting my career, when I was in college, we used to do projects in Visual C++, etc.
Right.
So that time, we never thought, okay, we are going to be part of one Visual Studio team to help them out, get things better.
Mm.
So now, this is an opportunity wherein we can say there is a gap in my, so currently I'm doing on performance testing, optimization and tuning, etc.
Okay.
So now I need a particular feature wherein I want to collect some metrics from some counters or some particular feature which I want in the app inside, which is not there currently. So I can connect up with the product group directly. I'm saying that, okay, why don't we have this particular feature make available so that it will help, because that will be a usage scenario, a realistic scenario, which might be, which will be the realistic case across all the folks actually, across the world. So that way it's like I can give immediate feedback, people are ready to take that up, there is no shy, there is no hierarchy, you can just go, feel free to take it up. And if they feel it's a valid scenario, you can pump it. So you can able to, without being part of as a formal part of that team, but you can informally influence them to get things done. That's very awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Another thing which I like is that, okay, I have something. Or if I want to have something, okay, there is no guidance on how my branching strategy will be Visual Studio.
Right.
So now if I sit on my own brain, I don't want to break my head because it's already there. So there is a guidance on how the branching strategy and merging strategy should be done. So I can directly take that. I can leverage on others' work and start from there. So I save a lot of time on reusing. So lots of reusable, you can say, intellectual property, which is available free of cost, downloadable.
Yeah, definitely.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah, and plus because you're reusing, you're reducing the waste and effort. And
perfect,
you can actually channel that effort into you know, the things that really matter. So,
that's right. That's it. That's absolutely essential, actually, because leveraging others' work and save your time.
Yes,
that's amazing stuff. Yeah,
great, fantastic. So, excuse me. Is there anything that you'd like the Channel 9 audience to know? This can be anything.
So I would say that. So now Visual Studio Professional also is available to the people on. It's a free, of course. So the number of people who can try out Microsoft and more it's important that people can try out and build stuff at their own pace and Azure or whatever it is. So that is going to expand the Visual Studio usage like anything. And in turn, the people and the more features, what people looking for, more usage scenarios may come up. So this will be the great opportunity for everyone over here to contribute, find out the gaps, try to be part of the ALM Rangers and dedicate your effort so that whatever we take years to build, let's get it done in a one year time so that we have a solid productivity tool for the entire development community.
Definitely, and this is going to help everyone.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Great, fantastic. Thank you so much for dropping by in the studio. It's been fantastic having you.
Okay, thanks,
Anisha. Thank you very much.
Thank you.